So I made the special effort. I came early to watch over the line, and badgered the police to finally give me a man. Off-duty volunteers at first, on part pay, but now regulars. You'd think I would have been watching over the line all along, but don't you see? It didn't make any difference, because they didn't do their intimidation in the line. They did it where I couldn't see. So no matter how I watched over them, it was only the bigger, meaner boys who ended up in the line. And yes, I know they're God's children too, and I fed them and tried to preach the gospel to them as they ate. But I was losing heart. They were so heartless themselves, so devoid of compassion. But Achille, anyway, he had taken on a whole group of them, including the littlest child I ever saw in the streets. It just broke my heart. They call him Dean. So small. He looked to be 2 years old, though I've learned since that he thinks he's 4, and he talks like he's 10 at least. Very precocious. I suppose that's why he lived long enough to get under Achille's protection. But he was skin and bone. People say that when somebody's skinny. But in the case of this little Bean, it was true. I didn't know how he had muscles enough to walk. To stand. His arms and legs were as thin as an ant. Oh, isn't that awful? To compare him to the buggers. Or I should say, the formics. Since they're saying now that buggers is a bad word in English, even though IF Common is not English, even though it began that way, don't you think?
So, Helga, you're telling me it began with this Achille.
Do call me Hazy. We're friends now, aren't we?
She gripped Sister Carlotta's hand.
You must meet this boy. Courage. Vision. Test him, Sister Carlotta. He is a leader of men. He is a civilizer.
Sister Carlotta did not point out that civilizers didn't often make good soldiers. It was enough that the boy was interesting, and she had missed him the first time around. It was a reminder to her that she must be thorough. In the dark of early morning, Sister Carlotta arrived at the door where the line had already formed. Helga beckoned to her, then pointed ostentatiously at a rather good-looking young man surrounded by smaller children. Only when she got closer and saw him take a couple of steps did she realize just how bad his right leg was. She tried to diagnose the condition. Was it an early case of rickets? A club foot? Left uncorrected? A break that healed wrong? It hardly mattered. Battle school would not take him with such an injury. Then she saw the adoration in the eyes of the children, the way they called him Papa and looked to him for approval. Few adult men were good fathers. This boy of, what, 11, 12, had already learned to be an extraordinarily good father. Protector, provider, king, God to his little ones. Even as ye do it unto the least of these, ye have done it unto me. Christ had a special place deep in his heart for this boy, Achille. So she would test him, and maybe the leg could be corrected. Or, failing that, she could surely find a place for him in some good school in one of the cities of the Netherlands. Pardon, the international territory that was not completely overwhelmed by the desperate poverty of refugees. He refused. "I can't leave my children," he said. "But surely one of the others can look after them." A girl who dressed as a boy spoke up. "I can." But it was obvious she could not. She was too small herself. Achille was right. His children depended on him, and to leave them would be irresponsible. The reason she was here was because he was civilized. Civilized men do not leave their children. "Then I will come to you," she said. "After you eat, take me where you spend your days, and let me teach you all in a little school. Only for a few days, but that would be good, wouldn't it?
It would be good.
It had been a long time since Sister Carlotta had actually taught a group of children, and never had she been given such a class as this. Just when her work had begun to seem futile even to her, God gave her such a chance. It might even be a miracle. Wasn't it the business of Christ to make the lame walk? If Achille did well on the tests, then surely God would let the leg also be fixed, would let it be within the reach of medicine. "School's good," said Achille. "None of these little ones can read." Sister Carlotta knew, of course, that if Achille could read, he certainly couldn't do it well.
But for some reason, perhaps some almost unnoticeable movement, when Achille said that none of the little ones could read, the smallest of them all, the one called Bean, caught her eye. She looked at him, into eyes with sparks in them like distant campfires in the darkest night. And she knew that he knew how to read. She knew, without knowing how, that it was not Achille at all, that it was this little one that God had brought her here to find.
She shook off the feeling. It was Achille who was the civilizer, doing the work of Christ. It was the leader that the IF would want. Not the weakest and smallest of the disciples.